Together, we are Ash Friendly. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Ash Friendly. I am your host, Seal Jones. I want to thank everyone for listening. I deeply appreciate it. I hope this podcast brings you light, love, and energy to yourself and to everyone else around you. Well, folks, I want to explain to people why I use names, code names, or nicknames for people. And I ask them that when I'm going to the meeting and I'm doing an Ash-friendly meeting with them. It's for multiple reasons. One's to just to protect them. I don't want any negative things coming towards them. We're trying to do really good things and nice things and kindness to people. And a lot of people hate that in this world. They're like, why are you being kind? Why are you being nice? Like, what's in it for you? And like, I've explained to people, there's nothing in it for me. I expect nothing from anyone. I'm just doing this because this is the right thing to do. And this is how I want to live my life, what I want to do. And they don't get that because a lot of people just chase money, chase money, chase money. And I just can't be bothered to be chasing money because it just doesn't work for me. And it's nothing that I enjoy doing. I enjoy people. I enjoy great leadership, great managers. I enjoy great morale. And so I can't be chasing money and looking for that at the same time because I'd rather be at a place where I'm appreciative. People appreciate me being there. I'm valued there. That, and if it's less money than going somewhere else, that's fine with me. I'm happy being right there where I need to be. So back to the name. So when I'm in their house doing an Ash-friendly meeting with them, talking about all the things that are important to them, they let me know like how they want to be referred to when I say things. See, the important thing is not really the person who's doing the work, it's more or less what we're doing. So if I have people that are working on picking up trash, I'm saying, well, Candy Cane Jane is picking up trash with us today because that's something important. The important thing was picking up trash, not Candy Cane Jane being there. It could be anybody, but it's just the way things are in society because a lot of people get so angry when you're doing good for other people because they're like, well, why isn't it done for me? Why can't I have this? Why can't I be like, well, you're an evil person and I can do nice things for you, but you'll just want more things and it'll just never ending supply of like things. And so when we're doing good work, it's just something they don't want to be notified. We don't need to go around by boosting and publicizing what we're doing. We're just doing it. It's the same thing as someone who's extremely rich gives donations to people and they get all the publicity and their names everywhere and so-and-so gave this amount of money. Like, well, number one, that's surplus and no one cares about surplus. It's not your own money that's going out there, just money that you can't spend. So what are you really giving up? Like, doesn't really mean you're sacrificing anything. And then it doesn't mean any good to people and it's just kind of useless. Yeah, I understand the money is a valuable thing. Another place is getting money, just an exchange of money. Like that person's not giving the money away if he's not getting something in return, because that's how people are nowadays. And so it doesn't work. So when we work, when we're working, that's why the names. Because a lot of people may look down upon working with Ash Friendly. They may like, oh, I don't want you working with this color people, or I don't want you working with this gender people, or I don't want you working with this religious people or these disabled people. Like, they still want to work with us, but they still want us to be quiet and peaceful and do it their own way. And that's why I do it. Sometimes a person will come by and say, yeah, you can use my name. And I'm all right, man, I'll gladly use your name, whatever you want me to do. And it works. Because I can still get the same message out. Like, this is the work that we're doing. These are the people that are involved. These are the things that are important to us. These are the rules that we're following. This is what we're doing to making life better for everyone. And so when you're involved in it, it's not, like I explained to people earlier, it's not about what to expect back in return because you're most likely going to get nothing. Because when you're dealing with people who are very selfish, very all about them, they're just care about them. They're not going to give you else anything in return. And to expect that is just you're already setting yourself up for failure. So let's set this up for yourself. Expect nothing in return. Continue to do the good work. Because that's what it's about. It's about a feeling. when you walk outside and you're like, oh my goodness, why am I having such a great day? I have no money, I have no job, I have no this, but I feel amazing because you have meaning, you have structure, you have support, you have people that care about you. Life isn't hopeless. Now you have all these hopeful things to be. But your life, if you look at your life, well, right now it's like, look, doesn't look like anything, but it's not the finished work. You just started working on it. You just started getting out of the hole. You just started staying focused. So it's not going to look the way you think or believe it's going to look. And so as we're going out and doing these nice events and we're trying to figure out how to interact with people who have suffered some just great disabilities, we're learning how we're going. We're doing steps on how to take care of ourselves, taking care of other people. So when we look back at it, like, all right, this is what I did today. And be very appreciative, very joyful about your actions, very thoughtful in everything you do. Because now that you're with Ash Friendly, you want to do everything that you can with love. I'm going to make a step with love. I'm going to lift this drink up with love. I'm going to drive with love and care. Because there's no longer this need to honk at people if they don't go fast enough, or honk at people when the green light just turns green and you're already honking. Like, what's the point? We'll get there when we get there. That attitude, that way of life. And a lot of people will consider it as being a weakness. But the thing about this is, like, you got to set your barriers and boundaries of, like, cool. You think you can take advantage of me? Well, I'm offering this to you. I'm giving this to you. You can't take advantage of me if I'm giving it to you. And so that's a different, people don't understand, like, why are you doing this? Because it's the right thing to do. The hardest thing to do is do the right thing and forgive yourself and have to ask for forgiveness, ask for help. Those are the hardest things to do. You ask anyone, how can I ask for help? I don't need help. How do you ask for forgiveness? I can't forgive myself because I'm just doing not good things still. But you still need forgiveness. And so as we're moving forward, people, this mindset that I'm Ash-Friendly's creating, it's like no one's ever used to it. They're not like, oh, what is this? Oh, like, huh? This doesn't smell right. It doesn't taste right. None of this. I don't get it. Because they're not in it. They're not where we are at. You can't see the big picture. You can't see all the little things that are happening, how my life is forming, what I'm doing. Because most people in America only go for one thing, money. If I'm working, getting paid. Working, getting paid. This is working, grinding, figuring things out for humanity. And then at the end of the day, figuring out, like, what do I need? Not what do I want, what do I need? And then the world working around you to giving you what you need. Because sometimes there's a lot of things that you may think you need or don't need, and then you're like, oh, I didn't know I needed this. Oh, I mean, I don't need that. And then you really do. Because there's a lot of things out there that money cannot buy, and that's what we supply. If money can supply it, you're not going to get it from us. Most likely, you just, nope. But if you need something that is priceless, if you need something that is so, like, rich of, like enjoyment and just tenderness and kindness and thoughtfulness, you'll probably get that. Peace of mind, you could probably get. Joyfulness, you can get. More hope, because that's what you need. Because it's what you're giving to other people. So whatever you're giving to other people, you're going to get that back feeling. But it's not to expect that it'll come when it comes. Because you need to go over, I don't know what other people need to overcome or challenges that lie in front of them. Everybody's different. So I can't say, hey, this one thing works for everyone. Nah, it doesn't work like that. Not everyone can be an NFL football player. Not everyone can be a basketball player or a singer. It's like select people. So this being involved in Ash Friendly isn't for everyone, but it's for the right people. But what we do and what we offer is for everyone. Well, folks, I'm going to leave you as I always leave you. You can love yourself, love the people around you, love the environment a little more every day. Then we'll continue to make the world a safer and beautiful place. Thank you very much for listening. And remember, together we are Ash Friendly.